CliffCentral.com. George is here. George is back from the United States. George, how was your trip to Texas?
Hey, Gareth. It was, I mean, besides the time zone change, which I'll get to in a second, I literally only recovered from that time zone change maybe this morning.
Oh, really?
It was a good trip. I don't think going there is a waste of time, because the reason I go there is you get insight into what a first world country, well, so-called first world country, sees. And then that kind of gives you some insight into how South Africa is going to be technologically in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. So so the trip is worth it, but it's incredibly tiring.
All right, so it's a motor show that you went to, and you've been to this one before. What has changed? I mean, what was the most? We've got some pictures, and we've got some of your experiences that I want you to tell us about. First of all, here's you at the airport. Now, when we think of Texas, I don't think of Texas as being a cold place, but it looks freezing.
It was freezing the day I landed there, which was unusual because it was freezing when I arrived, and it was freezing the day I left. In between that, it was pretty much like Johannesburg. It's winter. The grass is brown. It's cold at night and warm in the day, maybe lower teens, mid-teens in terms of degrees Celsius or temperature. But that day, it was freezing cold for some reason.
All right. Tell us about this road. It's incredible. Flags all the way along it. Is this just for the show that you were at, or do they usually have these flags?
No, there's flags everywhere. So when you arrive in the United States, and I've been to 4 cities in America, and it's all the same. Texas seems to be bigger on flags, but there's flags everywhere in America, and it must be something to do with patriotism. But the point of that picture was the flags, and you can't be there. The flags are probably 4 to 6 times bigger than a regular flag. Those flags are huge. They're just enormous.
Wow. Now, when you went to the show, it's called the NADA. What does that stand for?
The National Auto Dealer Association event. So what they do is anybody or everybody that supplies software, services, tire manufacturers, or should I say tire services, even tire manufacturers, you know, lifts that lift cars up and down. I mean, I was mostly interested, obviously, in the software part of the halls, but anybody that supplies services to the auto industry put on stalls, for lack of a better word, you know, like as in a normal show. And then there are 30,000 auto dealers in America, and probably about 50% of those at least descend on that show.
Phenomenal. All right. So tell us what you said. You went mostly for the software stuff, or that's what interests you the most. So what can we look forward to in terms of what people are going to be putting into cars in the future? And I mean, you saw Tesla, which I got to put the picture up for, the newest Tesla. Here it is. There, that looks beautiful. Nice, George. You're going to buy one?
That was the Tesla Model 3. Picked me up from the airport. That was that typical southerner that is in the photograph. But Tesla Model 3 picked me up. There's a lot of electric cars. There he is. He's got Elon Musk's Jesus hanging in the rearview mirror.
Oh, wow. Elon Musk is hanging from the mirror as Jesus. That's hilarious. God, that's funny. Okay. Because hasn't Elon just moved his factory to Texas, right?
Yes. So the reason people are moving to Texas, or tech companies are moving to Texas, is because of the tax incentives. You hardly pay tax there. And that's why businesses are moving to Texas. So Elon Musk has moved there. A lot of other technology companies have moved there. And now they've got this show, which is the biggest auto dealer show in the world, that is now happening in Texas. And they've ditched one of the others, because usually before, it used to rotate between New Orleans, Las Vegas, and San Francisco.
Right.
And I think they're going to ditch San Francisco. I don't know which one they're going to ditch, but they're probably going to ditch San Francisco for Texas. Yeah. And the reason is the tax incentives.
And because San Francisco is a dump. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked by some crazy homeless dude with a hammer in San Francisco. And that's in one of the nice neighborhoods. Can you imagine what it's like in the inner city?
Exactly. And when I went to the show at San Francisco, I was flabbergasted at how absolutely dirty that city is. It's terribly dirty. Whereas you go to a place like Texas, and it's a totally different scenario. The place is clean.
Which city in Texas were you in?
I was in Dallas.
Okay, lovely. I've got a friend who lives in Dallas. He says it's the best part of Texas. I've been to Austin and to Houston, and I've got to say, like, there are things about both those cities that are amazing. I haven't been to Dallas, but Austin is kind of like a Democrat blue city, because they're quite liberal there, but it's in a red state. So it's almost like the best combination of both. And Houston is – the nice neighborhoods in Houston are beautiful – but the shitty ones are extra shitty. It's kind of like Joburg.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't find anything spectacular about Dallas, to be honest. But the thing that did strike me, though, is that it was clean. The stuff worked. I mean, you order an Uber, and within minutes the Uber comes. I landed back in South Africa yesterday morning, ordered an Uber. Yeah. And Uber, they play games, you see, in South Africa. I think the Uber drivers play games. If the trip is not far enough, they don't accept the trip.
There's some that don't even accept it as cash.
Because I don't live far from the airport, they just wouldn't accept this trip.
Oh, wow. So, Simpiwe, you said some of them won't even take cash?
Yes. They will decline if it's a cash payment. I've experienced that a few times. So they play games here.
They do. They do. So I want to show you something else, Gareth, before I go. And that on my way back from Texas, obviously flew through London Heathrow. And then I spent 2 days in London meeting with various people in England, including Auto Trader UK. But walking through East End in London, you know where the East End in London is?
Yep.
There's this area of the East End that has people that graffiti things.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever come across this, but some of these are commissioned.
Well, I mean, famously, Banksy is the artist who started this kind of street art, and you know, his stuff is worth just millions, and we still don't know exactly who Banksy is, but this is beautiful. And I saw a huge mural when I was in London. It was in the south, I think near Bermondsey, and I saw a beautiful mural that's quite famous now of David Bowie. Uh-huh. I actually took a picture of myself there as well. But there is some absolutely incredible street art happening, and I was complaining on, I think it was Wednesday's show, about modern art. But I mean, if it's like that picture you put up of the guy with the green background, and I mean, that's really talent. That's an ability to turn, you know, the bright colors and things don't put me off at all. It shows you that there are talented artists. Unfortunately, there's also a lot of rubbish that gets called art by people who probably don't have any talent, but it's easy to see what's good and what isn't. And that kind of street art is magnificent.
I think it's brilliant. And here's another one. And believe it or not, this is graffiti.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's amazing.
I'm talking about that image there is graffiti.
Right. That's magnificent. So, George, I mean, would you like to see more of this in South Africa?
Yes, I think it's just creativity, Gareth. I mean, you know, going back to the NADA show, you know, there's a proliferation of what is referred to as automotive digital retailing, and that's the main reason I went there. Was, you know, how do we bring more and more of the shopping journey for a very big ticket item called a car onto the internet? How do we think about finance? How do we think about car insurance? What software is out there that can do those things? And the creativity, not only from a tech point of view, but from an artistic point of view, as you saw in London, is just people think up things that we just seem to not do, you know. And then hopefully we're smart enough, like I do, and go over there and go bring those ideas back to South Africa. But why are we not coming with those original things?
Well, because we're in survival mode is probably the short answer to that, because South Africans are just trying to, you know, make some food well before the electricity goes off, afford the basic petrol to where they're going. I mean, listen, this is not an easy place to live. You know, the tough survive, and a lot of people are not making it at the moment. If we could get out of survival mode, and maybe we would be in a position where we could think a little bit further into the future, and maybe we would be coming up with this stuff. But thank goodness for people like you going over there and taking the best ideas and bring them back. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't think there are absolute, except for that graffiti art. There's no real absolute brand new ideas in the world. We all get inspiration from other things, you know. Exactly. So there's no real absolute new ideas. But more people must go and get ideas from first world countries that have done creative things, bring it back here, and make it better, make it your own. And maybe that's the foundation. People should do that more.
So what are people talking about? Is AI becoming a discussion in these kinds of shows?
Yes. So a couple of weeks ago, you spoke at length about ChatGPT. So people are finding creative ways to integrate ChatGPT into their systems, or versions of ChatGPT, you know, other kinds of AI. And I think ChatGPT has reignited this love or interest in AI because of what it's been able to achieve.
Well, George, I'm sure you have lots more to tell us, but luckily we'll catch up with you again next Friday, and he is back with lots more. That's George Meany, and a little bit of a pod for you this morning, just to give you a tiny little show of what he's learned overseas. He'll have a whole lot more on Monday on the Auto Trader podcast. Don't miss that. We will see you on Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning. Right, Simpiwe?
Yebo.
Cheers, everybody. Have an awesome weekend. Be good. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.